In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Several persons have requested the prayer of intercession of children of God, parents, and the siblings. They ask strength and trust to God and His caretaking for their sister and their family in the great and bad sickness. Dear Heavenly Father, give wisdom and skills for the doctors to take care of that very unusual sickness, so the sickness could be healed and the life could again show the light side to their family. A believing brother asks that he could be preserved in faith and that the temporal commercial problems could be solved. The sister asks that she could remain in faith and could endeavor until the end. In addition, she also asked the prayer of intercession of the children of God that her dad would be healed from sickness and the sister-in-law would receive the grace of repentance and the mother would remain in faith. Our Father, dear Father, hear the prayers of your children. Be close to them in the midst of the sorrows and burdens. Give your comfort and help. Amen. For the introduction of this sermon, I thought I shall read from the 12th chapter of Romans, beginning from verse 16 until verse 21. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but consistent to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peacefully with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Dear journey friends, these past days, they have gone very quickly. It is the day of departure of this from these services. Some of you service guests are already on your way to home. Some even can be already at your home, wherever you are. What have these services given to you? We have seen abundant, a great multitude, lots of people. And our mind has been touched at the Lord's Supper, Holy Supper, and under the Word of God. Or, for example, today, when we have been looking at the dear children who have been singing here at the service tent, I said to my wife, that I cannot actually even sing. And the reason is this, that those bright faces and happy faces and their whole appearance and their singing, it touched me so much. And most likely I was not the only one who asked in that service bench from the Heavenly Father, the dear Father, protect these children. Protect them and take care of them so that they one day, as well as all of us, would be in that choir. That choir which begins to sing in the heaven home. Today we are yet on the way. We have experience from this, that even those great feelings that we may have at the services may very quickly turn to very ordinary feelings. Perhaps somebody at the moment, some of you moms or dads are driving home in the warm car filled by the kids. And we know what can happen there. When it feels that there is not enough room, and when it feels that there is one and the neighbor has some needs, or when the arguments start. And for that reason, it is good that we today ask, what have these services given already to us? And if we have to say, as we do, that we come from these services pretty much similar as we were before the services, and thinking about our human portion actually identical as we were before the services, even if we hope that some of this holiness, something from this tender and from this beautiful, from this presence of God's word and its influence could remain in us and could stay eternally in our heart. Nevertheless, we recognize that we are carrying this ordinary old portion. Our text, which is from Paul's letter to the Romans, it talks about one-mindedness. Can this type of group of thousands of tens of thousands of people, can it be one-minded? But the apostle exhorts, be of the same mind one toward another. Therefore, this can be, this flock can be, and actually it should and it needs to be. We have lots of those matters which can be emphasized unequally among each others. For example, we have different occupations, we have different responsibilities, places where we live. Our homes are different. We have different capabilities for different duties. And thinking about that, we are a very versatile group. We have come here by using different cars and so forth. Everybody understands that it cannot be a question of this type of one-mindedness. But the apostle exhorts us to be one-minded. And dear journey friends, this is so important matter. That we, if we lose this being this one-minded, then we are like a boat without the sail. If we are not one-minded, what is the doctrine of the Christ and how a sinner is justified here on earth, how he gets as a child of God, and how the sins can be received forgiven, and what is the Holy Christian Church, what is the communion of saints. So these matters are such that we cannot have different opinions. We know well that in our time there are many questions and different opinions based on the different understanding of faith and the common thinking in our society really supports this. And it uses being tolerant to everybody. That is the word, modern word, that everybody says that we should be tolerant to one another. We can underline the sentence that the Opisto principal said today, that this Opisto school is teaching us to meet different type of people. So it's true. So we are prepared and we educate here to take others into account. Here is, for example, one path of studying where there are people who are special kids or special group, like handicaps, who can have some limitations, but who are really from their heart such that we should learn from them. And the apostle says in this letter to the Romans in this way. But may the God of patience. Affect in you so that you could be one-minded according to mind of Lord Jesus Christ. From the congregation of the New Testament, in the Acts of the Apostles, it says that the congregation listened to the teaching of the apostles and they obeyed it, and the believers lived one in accord, and they broke up bread, and they were one-minded. What do you think? Have you seen this type of services? And I think that you answered that we have actually been many days in this type of services. So this one-mindedness, it means this, that the Word of God can show us the way of the eternal life. So this unperishing Word of God, it's not a question about some conservative Lestadians teaching, but it is a question. The question is that what is God's Word teaching us? And we keep that as the fundaments and the fundamental doctrine. So we don't give it up. In this time, those ones who don't have much and those who are not that gifted or talented, they very easily get out from the society. Oh, how easily it happens. But the apostle says that but mind not high things, but consistent to men of low estate, be not wise in your own conceits. We actually appreciate the wisdom a lot. It's measured much in the school with the grades, with the different kind of degrees. It's not a bad thing. It has required great wisdom to design the service tent and these traffic arrangements, this restaurant offering, and the waste handling and everything that is working here so well. So it requires lots of human wisdom. But how easily this human wisdom gets also on that area where it starts to stray us. That means if the wisdom starts to influence here in the matter of faith. Is it true? That in you and me, that we have a large portion of like being a Pharisee. Such type of mind that we would be a little bit wiser than the others, a little bit higher than the others. And if we were able to act as and behave well, that we would publicly not bring it up our own wisdom, but at least at our home we would act in that way, in that familiar place where we so often think that we know better than the others. Isaiah says in this way, all those who are admiring their own wisdom and who think in their own opinion that they are wise, and actually it says very wise, in this kingdom of God, this understanding is really very much emphasized. The human understanding also, and it is much used in the kingdom of God. But listen to this, what the apostle, what he says about his own wisdom. It's in the familiar letter to the Corinthians. When I came to you, dear brothers, I did not preach you the wisdom and the secrets of God by my own wisdom or nice words. I did not want to know anything else than just of Jesus Christ and of the resurrected Jesus Christ. You see, you have seen me very timid and weak. My sermons have not tried to convince you by wisdom, but they have tried to illustrate the power of the God, so that your faith would not be based on the wisdom of men, but to the power of God. You have noted this, how timid speaker brothers after each other's come on this place. And if some may think that this speaker brother who is now speaking, who so strongly speaks now from the pulpit, if he wouldn't fear, then you are wrong. If we are bold, may it be to boldly and bravely defend by the word of God. Too often we see this type of braveness and boldness, where publicly somebody separates himself from the God's word. And especially then it seems so sad if the one who separates himself from the kingdom of God, if he should be the preacher or he should preach the word of God. Our state church is very dear to us, but at the same time, but we must note with sad that even and stronger and more bold opinions are expressed from the state church, and they are completely out from God's word and against the God's word, and some kind of human love is used as an argument to stray from God's word. Love is always going together with the truth. It rejoices when the truth will win. What did the apostle actually say here? So go together with those ones who are low estate or who are not having that good portion. Dear brothers and sisters, you have realized this, that how the kingdom of God is like. We can fully, freely, just as we are, and having the citizenships in God's kingdom, and being fully as a child of God, but the weak believer, and with mentally can be limitations or whatsoever. Dear child of God, if you have felt somehow that you are different, and you have been thinking that is my place to be in the midst of this flock, I want to say to you that you are having the full rights to be in this kingdom. And just you who feel in yourself this pain, and you know exactly how it feels to be a different type of person among the so-called, what word I would try to, if I compared to a normal or normal type of persons. So in this kingdom, there will always be a place for those weakest ones, for those ones who are the smallest, who are nothing in this world, who still own everything. And to them, and next to them, as brothers and sisters, we should locate us. We cannot always phrase it what our hearts are thinking, but may our appearance and our expressions of face and our deeds of this, what our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, has taught us, and this household, this room, is filled by different type of children of God. Then the apostle goes forward a little bit farther from this kingdom. He says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peacefully with all men. Our Savior taught us in his sermon to the mountain that those peacemakers, they are saved. So those peacemakers, they are really needed. This Father's land, which is turning 100 years, is somehow, in some ways, in chaos, or has gone wrong. Do you understand where? It accepts and it uses also such language, which is like rat. It's quite normal. And even the newspapers talk about the rat and hate, and that how it explodes in the traffic jam, how and when against the ones who have come here from abroad. I'm not a politician, and it's better that I don't talk much about it, but I want to say that when I have followed the discussions of the House of Parliament, it has been sometimes difficult to understand that the best people of our nations are discussing there, because so much false and so much false speaking and unaccidental wrong understanding appears there so much. A little bit too much, in my opinion. You can keep this in, you don't have to treat this too serious or too much. I am not a politician, and probably I don't understand too much about politics. But still it feels bad if somebody thinks that it's his right to talk wrongly towards one another and to use hard words against each other. and we have to say and confess that we have also all the components to do so. Our tongue is not any better than the tongue of the most defender or the one who defiles others, unless the Spirit of God is guiding us. And we can certainly say very badly against the one another, and we often do so, and we get wounded, and we get offended. And those wounds can be healed only in this way, that we humble us ourselves, and we get the strength from God to approach other, start and ask that, can I believe my sins forgiven? I said something that, and I showed some way that I don't actually want to go. We are not perfect, but the Word of God is directing us to the to the humbleness and the soberness in speaking. But still, that cannot happen by compromising the truth. In our time, people are nice. They want to be, and this is when one is with the same opinion of everybody, or is it actually so? Being genuine and humble, and to still expressing oneself humbly and truthfully is still the best. Two men are sitting on the fire, bonfire. Others have gone to different place to spend evening. They have been at the camp, and one says to another, to that believing man, that, can I ask you one thing? Feel free. What does happen to me if I now die? The believing brother answers, it doesn't go well with you. He did not begin to be as God, for God is the judge of quick and death. But based on those discussions and those happenings in one's life, and those selections that the other one had done, and what he had seen in that friendship, he said that it happens bad to you if you die. So then the other one, this unbeliever, when he answered, it was very surprising. He says, I give you 10 points from your answer. Nobody else have been so noble, so direct to me, and so honest to me. We do not try to seek arguments, putting things against each others. We are not searching levels that I talk from here high up to you who are they are listening from at a lower level. But we can marvel this, that is it really true that I can still be a child of God? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, may He guide our tongue and our speaking and our deeds, actions, so that we would not become as those ones who revenge. And this world is full of those who pay back with revenge. Give place unto, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, revenge is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, okay, yeah, I read it already. And then the apostle repeats the teaching of the Proverbs. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Apostle joins in the teachings of our Savior Jesus Christ. He exhorts. He says, you have heard that love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love thy neighbor, love thy enemy, and pray on behalf of those who persecute you, so that you would be the children of your Father. For he lets his sun to shine for both good and evil, and he let rain come on the top of those ones who are righteous and those who are not. I wonder if there are some teachers here in this service tent or listening to this service. I've heard when the teachers have related that they can read from the kids that what type of life there is in the kids' home. And I believe that. On the other hand, I may have had to be shamed because my kids have climbed up on the roof of the school. So I have not taught that. But still, something from the life at home can be reflected in the school. It tells how the home conditions are. Listen to this, dear brothers and sisters. When we are children of God, and our duty is and should be to tell about the home of the Father. And our duty is to tell of that this is such a home where the grace care takes care and the sins are forgiven, and where to that one who has sinned, that we would not say that this doesn't work with you, but again and again we are forgiving the sinner. And actually, even the most these type of things have spoken to us when we have received sins forgiven, even though we have broke so much against God's laws. And God is such, he has given and he will still give, according to Martin Luther, every day he abundantly forgives our sins. And these sins of forgiveness of sins have been proclaimed even these days into Jesus' name and his atonement blood again and again. And there has been receivers for that forgiveness. And it can be even so that in that last real service speech, it is necessary, it's good and necessary to include the promises of the gospel. So, dear ones, and even to you who think that I am such a difficult journey travel friend, first of all to myself and then towards my neighbors. You can remain to believe your sins forgiven in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and in his atonement blood. Dear children of God, dear ones, never forget that this is the kingdom of grace. This is the kingdom of the forgiveness of sins. This is not the kingdom for wise and for those who are very active or good, but this is the kingdom for sinners. And who feel their sinfulness and they lament their sinfulness. And may some may think that where are those sinners? Where can they found at these big services? But we can say that they are abundant. There is lots of those great sinners because each person is sinner. So certainly those ones who are sinners, they are there is not lack of those in this world. And that is the reason why the gospel of forgiveness is needed. And the sinner receives his sins forgiven in this gospel. In Jesus' name and blood, in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, sisters, dear sisters, believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. So these sinners, there is not lack of sinners in this kingdom. Even if we had services that would last many weeks. The opposite. Under the word of God, even more and more it feels how I need that grace of God. It is necessary to me. When then, after the services, these sinners come back to their home, having their sins forgiven, they have so good mind. They are ready to talk to their neighbors that we had so good services where we received the sins forgiven. Come you as well. Come to listen what is offered here in the kingdom of God for poor and bad people. And then happens, as the apostle ends our text, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Do I remember right? That in the nice church of Rovaniemi, in one of the picture of it, there are the words from the Revelations. They have been victorious through the blood of the Lamb. So this is the victory and that we overcome through the blood of the Christ. These services are ending. I direct my last words to you who have been listening to these services with a bad conscience and thinking that does this grace also belong to me? I assure you, as an ambassador of Lord Jesus Christ, and on behalf of him, I assure you, the grace of God belongs to every sinner. You can believe your sins forgiven in the name of our dear Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and in his precious atonement blood. You can be comforted and blessed, and you can join into that nation which is traveling and endeavoring here in one-mindedness and in love, and supporting one another, and gathering in Jesus' name and blood. Dear sister, your sins are forgiven, and to supporting one another and again, in Jesus' name and blood, dear brother and sister, your sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. We cannot get any support from our own journey, but only we can get support from the perfect grace of God, which can be proclaimed and is proclaimed here at the service area. And to everybody who is listening to these services, dear friend, receive this grace and believe your sins forgiven into Jesus' name and blood. Now it is the day of grace. Now is the day of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.